Again, we look forward to Friday, and yet we don't, because Monday follows it. I see already in the house is Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, listening via her phone. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Always an interesting show with Betty Jo Tucker. Check her out and follow her blogs. They're very funny and very interesting as well, especially if you like the movie industry. It's all good. All good. Oh, speaking of promoting, let me promote myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, George Bettinger with you in the Mom and Pop Shop, broadcast coast to coast and worldwide with great news. Taromina, the amazing restaurant with delicious food in Peekskill, New York, is offering a comedy night. So in addition to great food, you'll have great laughs. April 22nd, it's going to include a delectable buffet dinner and dessert, plus seeing all these wonderful comedians for $44.95. That is an evening out for sure. You're going to get to see MC Nancy Lombardo, who has worked with Robin Williams, Bruce Willis, John Leguizamo. She's been on SNL many times, and she's the host of Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. Patty Roseborough will be there. Patty's TV credits include Comedy Central, A&E, Showtime, and VH1. You're also going to be delighted by seeing Melvin George II, the King of Smooth himself. He has appeared at Carnegie Hall, The Village Gate on HBO, Showtime, and Fox. He's opened for Chaka Khan, Gladys Knight, Donna Summer, Roberta Flack, Patti LaBelle, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, and more. The big night is Saturday, April 22nd. Seating is limited, so make sure you contact Taromina Restaurant at 59 Hudson Avenue in Peekskill, New York. Telephone 914-739-4007. 914-739-4007.
Hey, thank you, George Bettinger. George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. at Tune In right here in Miramar. Go to his Facebook page and join him there, too. Always good. I love that, George. He's an angel.
Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel. You're an angel to me.
Johnny Angel. How I love him. He's got something that I can't resist, but he doesn't even know that I exist. Johnny Angel, by. Every time he says hello, my heart begins to fly. I'm in heaven, I get carried away. I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be. Other fellas call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel. Oh, I love him, and I pray that someday he loves me. And together we can see how lovely heaven will be.
And May. Best comedy duo ever. Give it a minute. It's taking a little bit to warm up. I wish they had a fast forward in the room here. This bit is called Teenagers.
The lake at all. It's just suicidally beautiful tonight. Just fantastic.
It's okay. It's really okay.
That's just so fantastic to me, you know, because, I mean, like, you look at that lake out there, you know, and you think, you know, like, what is it? that lake. And it's just, you know, it's just a lot of little water. And then you put it all together and it's this entire lake, you know. That just knocks me out. How do you feel about that?
I go right along with you. That whole deal is very rough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, there is a full moon.
Son of a gun. It's okay, huh?
Nice.
Is that okay? It's really okay.
You're going to go to college when you get out of high school? What do you figure? I mean, you know, like, after high school, what then? What are your plans?
Oh.
See, my old man wishes me to attend Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
Oh.
See, they have this extremely fine engineering department. And, that's the field I'm going to enter. So I figure if I can get a basketball scholarship, you know.
Oh, you can so easily.
Well,
you're this great basketball player, you know.
I don't know. I'm getting soft.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, look at that.
Yes. Oh, you have an absolutely gorgeous build. Are you joking?
Would you care to hit me in the stomach?
With my actual fist?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'll hurt your stomach.
No, no, just hurry up because I got to breathe.
You've got something in there. You are as hard as an actual rock.
Yeah.
You have an absolutely fantastic build.
That's the way it goes.
My think you're going to go to college when you get out of high school. My father says that it just that's the way
Ginny.
To open the door for a job.
Ginny?
Yes?
This is the thing. I only get the car once a week.
Oh. Well, I think that, you know, if a girl likes a boy, she'll ride on the bus.
I don't think I'm getting across to you. Ginny, the way I figure it, every human being has certain natural urges, and I got them.
I don't know what you mean. I mean, I don't know what you expected, you know? I don't know what George Green has told you about me in the last year. But, just the way, figure is that, I mean, you go out with, somebody, you know, on your first date, and, I mean, you sort of have to, talk to them or something. You have to get to know them or something, you know? And then, later, you know, like when you go out, you know, like on your second date, you ever ask me out again, I don't know if you will, but if you do, then that's a different thing then because, you know, that's later. But you, this is our first date.
Ginny, do you know what you're going to say? You wanna, I know exactly what you're going to say. You want to know? You're going to say I wouldn't respect you, right? Right? Look, Ginny, I want to tell you right here and now that I would respect you like crazy. You can't even imagine how I would be.
Are you sure you wouldn't just be grateful?
No. No. I'm talking about respect.
Well, can I ask you something? Okay, this is a very hard question to ask, so I would appreciate it, really, if you, you know, just tell me the truth, okay?
Okay.
Do you like me?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Really?
Oh, I do.
Because, I mean, I just want you to know something. I mean, I really like you. I mean, I know you won't believe this. I've never done this before with a boy. I really haven't. I mean, I really like you. I really like you. And I really like me.
Yeah.
Okay. You hold this for me.
Always funny. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And right now she's doing some of the top shows rebroadcasting, so you want to check those out in case you missed them. And also just go to her website and check out even more. I love this song. It just makes me want to dance. By So Say, the Elemental Wizard. Also known as Alexander Singer.
I just wanna dance tonight. Girl, stop it.
I kept finding so many different little things that would support the fear that he was trying to kill me, but...
Oh, Terracotta, I'm home. Oh, darling, I thought about you all day long. Every moment I was there in that studio, I thought I'd want to get home to my Terracotta, my lovely little wife.
Honey, Carl, my darling, how was psych class?
It was very nice. It was one of the students... birthdays, and she brought some passion fruit, Terracotta. I brought some for you.
Oh, dear, I'm not thirsty. I already drank a lot of Gatorade earlier.
We have a visitor I brought home with us today, Terracotta. Somebody I think you should talk to. His name is...
Eraserhead?
Well, that's his nickname. His professional name is Dr. Carp.
Hello.
Hello.
Carp? I'm Terracotta. I'm Carl's young wife.
I know. I know all about you. He's told me all about you many times.
You see, Dr. Carp is a very good friend of mine. We play racquetball together on Tuesday nights, and we talk about you often, Terracotta.
Dr. Carp, I have some Fosoderm that if you'd like to get rid of some of those scales on your skin...
Would you like to rub me with something?
Why do you ask?
You mentioned it. That's a good thing.
You see, Dr. Carp, my wife here has a terrible fear of girdles. She's a very slovenly woman. She eats way too much, and I've actually, well, seen her eat a whole can of frosting with her hand. We've all chipped in and bought her a girdle, and she's terrified of it.
That's not true, darling. It's just that you brought me home a girdle that was... 10 sizes too tight. I just wondered why you'd want me to...
That's why I want you to talk to Dr. Carp, Terracotta.
Honey, don't be fooling.
I want you to overcome yourself. I want you to break your own ice. I want you to expand mentally, not physically, like the fat cow you've become.
No, I have to go out to the backyard. I have to go out to the pit. Please, excuse me.
Those are her friends. Her friends, the pit bulls.
I understand.
You like pit bulls. You put on a lot of weight. You can't fit in girdles anymore. It just tells me one thing.
Yes?
Your husband is trying to kill you.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
A brilliant deduction. Oh, Terracotta, honey, you didn't drink the cherry Coke I fixed for you, darling.
Darling, it was laced with cyanide, and you know it. I saw you drop something in there with your ring. I saw it. Don't think I didn't know.
The music! The music is going over and over again! Can you hear it?
Maybe she didn't eat the cherry coke that I put before her, but she did chew the eraser off that pencil, too. And that eraser.
I'm so dizzy. I'm so tired.
This is normal after eating poison as you have.
What are you two trying to do to me? Why? Why me? Why?
I want you out of the way so we can live together in peace.
It's true, Terracotta. Carp and I want to erase every memory of you. We don't want any trace of you in this mansion.
Oh, how will you ever get rid of me without people knowing?
We know your secret fear of hair dryers. And we've developed a little puddle on the floor in the bathroom. The next time you dry your hair with an electric hair dryer...
Yeah, well...
You will be dead.
How are you going to make me do it, huh?
Oh, dear, I just spilled my drink on your hair, Terracotta. Oh. Maybe you should go into the bathroom and bring a pit bull with you.
Come on, Rudy. Rudy, let's go to the bathroom. I have to dry my hair.
Will you take moments now?
Miss Mama.
It'll be you and I without Terracotta. We can analyze each other until the cows come home.
No. 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 Why should I dry my hair? No. Why?
Your hair is wet. That's why you should dry it.
Your hair is wet.
A woman with wet hair must always dry it.
I should dry my wet sticky. But my hair is sticky. It's not wet. It's sticky. I never dry my hair when it's... You can't kill me. I won't allow it. I'm not some bimbo you met. I'm not something you met in a Japanese restaurant that you decided to name Terracotta.
Terracotta, put the pitfall down.
It was the last I saw of Terracotta and the last I saw of Dr. Cobb. For Rudolph the pitfall chewed them both to unrecognizable states. I found a pair of lips. One was hers, one was his. They were kissing on the floor.
Tom Carosa, always funny. You can get his CDs on CD Baby. Thanks for tuning in today. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio and George Benger, the Mom and Pop Shop. Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 4 p.m. Facebook them and follow on the thread. And you go to tune in right here at Miramar. Thank you for listening.
And now,
and let's
10
go out
rip
with
roaring
20
slams due for a comeback. Gams, legs. Specifically, a lady.
Get a load of them gams.
Don't forget to watch
my
TV show tonight.
The legs are like the stock market. They go up,
every Friday,
up, 7
p.m.
and up
www.mnn.org.
We got sophisticated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market.
Don't get
sophisticated. Whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat's meow, a person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell you.
Giggle water, any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water, and quick.
Dewdropper, a young unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce, an expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys want me zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clam, money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in stuff right here.
Big sleep, death.
Make my own big sleep? It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onions. To be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This new deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.
Okay, thank you for tuning in. Big kiss. Bye-bye.